This is Matt Masters, and this is the inaugural Rockin' Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned to Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a correspondence college education and a contagious enthusiasm for the music popular before my parents heard of such a title as King of Rock and Roll. Genre of music has its royalty. For early rock and roll, that royal court was comprised of four individuals: Otha Ellis Bates, Charles Hardin Holly, Richard Wayne Penniman, and Charles Edward Anderson Berry, better known as Bo Diddley, Buddy Holly, Little Richard, and Chuck Berry. This royal quaternary of rock and roll single-handedly molded the next generation of rockers and continues to inspire future generations happily ever after. On the Rock and Rhythm Review, let's bow to the music of this rock and roll monarchy and renew an appreciation for that which they are known and honored, as well as examine a facet that many are sonically unacquainted. Bo Diddley, our jester, is officially a one-hit wonder, but his catalog continues to be mined and re-recorded successfully in multitude by other artists. Bo kept rhythm to the fore and exuded a macho swagger. The feel of his music always served greater purpose than the mundane issue of keeping his guitar in tune. But it was Bo's wit and eponymic humor that stood out most. 1958's aptly titled Crackin' Up.
You're always hollering about where I've been. About the money I spend. What's bugging you?
Yeah, yeah, you crack it up.
I do your laundry and your cooking too. What more woman can a man like me do?
I have many doo-wop compilations in my collection, and nary a mention of Bo Diddley in any of them. Many don't associate Bo with doo-wop, but we can, even if it was just one song. 1958's I'm Sorry.
I'm sorry. Oh, baby, I'm sorry for the things I said to you. Oh, same. Come on, little baby. Come on, darling. Give me another chance to make up for my wrong. You know that I love you. You know I'll put nobody else above you. Come on, come on. Say that you love me. I'm sorry. Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry for the things I've said to you.
Buddy Holly, our Prince, is rock's poster boy of what could have been. Poised to be king, Holly recorded prolifically in a brief 2-year span and was endlessly imaginative. Aside from Les Paul, Holly was the first to wield a recording studio as an instrument. This was a harbingering of what artists in the 60s would come to depend. Holly's very first recorded musings were primarily rockabilly, and he could flat get it with the best. 1956's Blue Days, Black Nights.
Blue days, black nights, blue tears keep on falling for you, dear. Now you're gone. Blue days, black nights, my heart keeps on calling for you, dear. And you alone. Memories of you make me sorry. I gave you reason to doubt me, but now you're gone. And I am left here all alone with the blue memories I think of you. Black nights, I didn't realize I would miss you, no way I did. And now, somehow, I know I will pay for the times I have made you blue. Memories of you make me sorry. I gave you reason to doubt me, but now you're gone. And I am left here all alone with the blue memories I think of you.
The best example of Holly's progressive nature was the proto-folk rock Well All Right, a song so foreign in 1958, it's of no wonder it garnered little airplay, but would have garnered significant airplay had it been released in 1968.
Well, all right, so I'm being foolish. Well, all right, let people know about the dreams and wishes you wish in the night when lights are low. Well, all right, well, all right, we'll live and love with all our might. Well, all right, well, all right, our lifetime love will be all right. Well, all right, so I'm going steady. It's all right when people say that those foolish kids can't be ready for the love that comes their way. Well, all right, well, all right, right, well, all right. We live and love with all our might, well, all right, well, all right. Our lifetime love will be all right.
Little Richard, our queen, scared the bejesus out of white America in 1955. He was a force of nature unlike anything heard before, even by his peers. A pancaked, pompadoured sonic fury of pounding piano and high-watt vocals, mercurial throughout his reign, Richard had an inimitable sense of integrity, which trumped his homosexuality and earned welcome from the impenetrable circle of New Orleans musicians with whom he recorded. All that said, Richard never really wrote the bulk of his music, so let's take a listen to one of his few originals, 1955's True Fine Mama. In 1956, Little Richard performed in and recorded the title song for what would become the 50s greatest rocksploitation film, The Girl Can't Help It. Fortuitously filmed in color, the film ultimately served as a time capsule for some of the 50s greatest artists in their prime, and Richard, front and center.
Turn the toe.
Can't help it, the girl can't help
it. She got a lot of what they call the mold.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it, she was born to please.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
And if she's got a figure made to squeeze.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
Won't you kindly be aware? The girl can't help it,
the girl can't help it.
If she mesmerizes every mother's soul.
Can't help it, girl can't help it.
if she smile and beefsteak become well done.
Can't help it, girl, can't help it.
She make grandpa feel like 21.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it, she was born to please.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
And if I go to her on bend and knee,
can't help it, the girl can't help it.
Oh, won't you kindly be aware that I can't help it.
I can't help it.
Because I'm hoping, obviously, that someday the answer would be the girl can't help it, she's in love with me.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
If she went to nine, the brass lights turn to toe.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
She got a lot of what they call the mold.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it, she was born to please.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
And if she's got a bigger made to squeeze.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
I'm hoping, obviously, that someday the answer will be the girl can't help it. She's in love with me.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
All hail the king of rock and roll, Chuck Berry. Sorry, Elvis fans, but Elvis couldn't carry Chuck's guitar pick, and the last time I checked, it's a Chuck Berry song that's along for the ride on man's furthest object in outer space. Chuck was rock's first triple threat, singer, guitarist, and poet. After 1955, Chuck's guitar took the sax right out of rock and roll, and had every teenager with musical aspirations lusting after that six-string woman. But it was his lyrical idiom that elevated him beyond all others. It was Chuck's wry humor and ability to invent words that sounded as if they existed, and if not should have, coupled with iconic images of America, cars, and simply being a teenager, that put his music into outer space. All the more ironic was the distance from his audience. Chuck was in his 30s when waxing this stuff. Let's rejoice Chuck's lyrical genius with 1955's You Can't Catch Me. Listen for fantastical machines like Airmobiles and Flight DeVilles. Listen for the titular nod to Maybelline, as well as the lyrical pinch John Lennon found himself in a different kind of court over.
I bought a brand new Airmobile, custom made. Twas a Flight DeVille with a powerful motor and some hideaway wings. Pushing on the button and you will hear her sing. Now you can't get me. Baby, you can't catch me. Cause if you get too close, you know I'm gone like a cool breeze. New Jersey Turnpike in the wee wee hours. I was rolling slow because of drizzling showers. Yet come a flat top, he was moving up with me. Then come waving goodbye in a little old souped up jitney. I put my foot in my tank and I began to roll. Moaning siren towards the state patrol. So I let out my wings and then I blew my horn. Bye bye New Jersey, I become airborne. Now you can't catch me. Baby, you can't catch me. Cause if you get too close, you know I'm gone like a cool. With my baby last Saturday night, wasn't a gray cloud floating in sight. Big full moon shining up above. Huddle up, honey, be my love. Sweetest little thing I ever seen. I'm gonna name you Maybelline. Flying on the beam, set on flight control. radio tuned to rock and roll. 2-3 hours done passed us by. Altitude dropped to 505. Fuel consumption way too fast. Let's get on home before we run out of gas. Now you can't catch me. No, baby, you can't catch me. 'Cause if you get like a
by 1956, Chuck took the everyman's woes and turned it into another lyrical masterwork with words like botheration delivered rapid fire in a very proto-rap structure. Here is Too Much Monkey Business.
Running to and fro, hard working at the mill, never fail in the mail, yet come a rotten bill. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Salesman talking to me, trying to run me up a creek, so you can buy it, go and try it, you can pay me next week. Ah, too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Good looking, trying to get me hooked, want me to marry, get a home, settle down, write a book. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved. Same thing every day, getting up, going to school, no need of me complaining, my objections overrule. Ah, too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved. Something wrong, dime gone, will mail, or the suitor operator for telling me a tale. Ah, too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Been to Yokohama, been fighting in the war, army bunk, army child, army clothes, army car. Ah, too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Working in the filling station, too many tasks. Wipe the windows, check the tires, check the oil, a dollar gas. Ha! Too much monkey business, too much monkey business. I don't want your botheration, get away, leave me be. Too much monkey business for me.
This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning in to the Rockin' Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Chuck Stecker. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to WMAT@mail.com. Let's close the review featuring an arcane tune, one you'll be surprised to hear. Popularized in the movie Dirty Dancing as by Mickey and Sylvia, here is Bo Diddley's original from 1956, Love is Strange.
Once you get it, you never want to quit. You'll be in a lot of fix. time, Jane. Place but you.